What's up, peeps?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
So in this podcast, we have one of our really good friends, Ashley Lugo.
Hey.
Which is really exciting. We've been trying to get on this podcast forever. Now I finally have her.
So it took so long, but it was totally worth the wait.
Yes. So in this podcast, we talk about the need to always be learning and how to flip, why it's necessary to flip your definition of failure.
Yes. And then we also go into talking about going on tour together for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
So
with Charles D. King.
Yeah. So let's roll this intro and let's get started.
Coconut. Fire. Hey, what's up, guys? My name is Roberto Guido.
And my name is Marissa Lewis.
And together we are
the Dos Cocos Locos.
And welcome to our podcast.
So our goal with this podcast is to drop as much coconut fire, which is our way of saying life / business knowledge bombs, for creatives that don't necessarily know much about life or business, through conversations with one another as well as with other fellow creatives and dope people.
Our story has a lot of twists and turns, but basically we started by selling coconuts at the beach, and now we have our own photography and videography business. And it's through these conversations that we were able to really learn how to navigate this thing called life. Enjoy.
Dang. So Ashley, what's up? How's it going, fam?
This is really strong.
Fam, it's good. I feel like I haven't seen you guys in a little bit. Well, like consistently. We're on the road together.
Yes.
For like, what, 4 or 5 days?
Yes.
That was crazy. That was the last time I seen them.
And then beginning of last month.
And then
now we're here.
Yes.
Now everything's good, man. We were just at the pop-up.
Yes.
If you didn't come, you definitely have the opportunity to come, but you missed the first one.
Yeah, you did.
That was like an introduction to like what everything's
to everything that has come.
Crazy.
Yeah, just a little taste.
I'm in the room. I'm humbled by who I'm in the room with.
Stop. What are you talking about?
Stop.
I don't even know.
Okay.
They don't know.
Stop.
They don't know.
Okay, anyway. So we used to start the podcast. We start the podcast with this one question. Are you ready for this question?
why are you making this so intense?
Right? I feel like I'm in an interrogation.
You are. These are the spotlights. It's actually really dark outside. But yeah. You don't know that because there's bright lights.
Shout out Amazon.
Yeah. Shout out Amazon. Sponsored. Yes. Soon to be. Hopefully.
Also, we're like all like pretty like tired.
Yeah.
So it's going to be be an interesting podcast. We're going to be.
This is probably going to be the latest one.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's going to be the realest.
To date. We've had some pretty lit ones, so like that's gonna be hard. Ooh. To.
Yeah, I can't come. I don't think I can come like close to like Emmy. Like,
what, dude? Don't compare. Don't compare.
There's no comparison in any of these podcasts. Like literally, all of them are just lit in their own way, which is great. Anyway, the first question. Getting back to it. I'm a little exhausted. Okay, the first question. In one sentence, what do you do?
Oh man.
So it can be as long or as short as you want.
Yeah.
What do I do? I try to, like, what do I do? Dang.
What do you do?
So, I create content.
Mm-hmm.
I do photography. What do? I'm just a content creator, man. Like, that's it.
Yes.
Yeah. Create content.
Yeah. Well, photo, video, graphics.
Yeah, a little bit of
She's
everything.
She's being super humble, but she does some dope stuff.
Yeah, I just create content. That's it.
I just create content.
Photo, video, graphics, like creative direction. That's what I do.
Mm. That's cool. Hey, before we continue, can you scoot a little bit that way?
This way?
I don't know if you're still in frame on this shot. Because you're at the edge of frame. Let me just check real quick.
We'll
little intermission as Marissa checks the cameras. So,
are we good?
Oh, yeah, we're good.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's so funny. So, yeah, we're just going to chill here for a little bit. Marissa, what is going on?
Okay, that one was like, I did it. It's really tight on your face.
Oh.
So, like, when you move this way, I'm like, oh. Shit, I don't know if we're still in frame, so let me just make sure.
Now I'm like,
we're good.
The camera's gonna be right here.
Yes, anyway, moving on. Yes.
So, yeah.
Creator of content.
Yeah, so it's crazy kind of how I started. It's weird, because I have, like, my degree. You guys know I have, like, a whole degree in medicine. This is how me and Marissa bonded. We were like, we fucking hate our lives in medicine.
Yeah.
Like, we do not like this. And then we ended up in total creative. So I was a musician.
Mm.
I'm a musician. I play guitar and I sing. A lot of people like really don't know that unless you're creeping through my Instagram.
Yes, which you know that.
Yeah,
that's cool. But in college, I had the opportunity to gig a lot around like South Florida and like gain a lot of network with like events and all this crazy stuff. So I got the opportunity to get a restaurant, like, in my college. They came up to me, they were like, hey, we need somebody to, like, throw events and, like, do marketing for this restaurant that we're literally in the process of making.
That's cool.
And they were like, and I'm like 20 at the time. So I'm like, I'll be 20, what, like, I'm 24 now, I'll be 25, and I still don't know what I'm doing. So I can only imagine, same, like, same, how I felt when I got this this opportunity that's humongous.
Yeah.
But you kind of just, like, wing it, you know? So yeah. I was in charge of, like, events. I threw open mics. I started doing marketing and business and all this stuff. And I was like, wow, like, I'm really good at all of this.
Mm-hmm. And then I actually like it.
Yeah. It was cool. And then I graduated college and ended up doing a lot of photography. Mm. Which I always remember, like, having a camera as a kid, mm-hmm, but it was more of, like, especially if you're Spanish or, like, any type of ethnic, everything is a hobby.
Yeah.
You know, like, to,
yeah,
your parents, everything is a hobby.
Yeah.
So I didn't really envelop, like, my gifts and, like, the God-given gifts that I'm, like, doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as a child, like, before it was like, okay, like, let's go to school, let's get a degree, let's, mm-hmm, get a, like, a really good job.
A real job.
Work 9 to 5, pay my bills.
Yep.
Travel when I can, yeah, and now, yeah, I'm like in this lifestyle where it's like, okay, like, forget that, let me struggle for a little bit because, yeah, I love what I do.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm a photographer and a videographer and anything. Oh, else.
That's dope. So yes, we met Ashley not that, yeah, long ago.
No,
literally what, since September of last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys walked into the coffee shop.
That, yeah.
Yes. So crazy. So here's a story, backstory on how we met her. So before we moved here, we started making lists of, like, companies that we can reach out to and be like, hey, we want to help you with their social, because that's kind of what we thought we were going to,
mm-hmm,
do. Because, mm-hmm, we're like, okay, what can we do as photographers? Social media. So we thought we were going to manage social accounts and, like, mm-hmm, create the content.
Mm-hmm.
Ended up not really liking managing social accounts.
Kinda, not as fun as it sounds.
We like creating the content, but, like, managing and, like, posting every day is
just rough. A lot.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is.
But so we made, like, lists of, because we wanted to do things that we liked, and I like coffee, so we made lists of, like, coffee shops that we were gonna, like, start targeting.
Mm-hmm.
And we just happened in September to go to Cool Mo's.
Yeah, shout out to Cool Mo's.
Because,
yeah,
my mom was like, hey, there's this cute little coffee shop, let's go. And I'm like, okay. And it was Cool Mo's, and that was actually the first one on my coffee list.
Crazy.
Which was insane, and I didn't realize that until after we met Ashley that, yeah, one day that we went and got coffee.
I remember that. You were like, oh my God.
Yeah.
This is so divine.
Like, it was so crazy. Yeah, like, it just,
destiny, like, the universe bringing us together. Yeah. It's crazy. And, like,
that was insane.
Yeah, from then to now, it's like, and everything that we've been through together.
Yeah.
As, like, friends. Because you guys are, like, not even friends anymore. Like, it's gone.
We're fam.
We're straight up family. Yeah.
And it's been less than a year.
Really over competition, yeah. For real, though.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Straight, yeah, it's up. Been less than a year. It's probably been, like, 6 months. Not even.
Yeah.
7 months.
Dang, man. So what are some things that you've seen as far as, like, the Tampa area kind of growing,
mm-hmm,
and, yeah, like, things kind of, like, things are moving pretty fast, we feel, yeah, like, in Tampa.
Oh,
so,
for sure.
So what are some things that you're noticing as far as, like,
the creative,
yeah,
scene,
the creative
growth,
scene? Because, like, we're all in it together. Yeah, so, like, yeah, what are, yeah, some things that you're like, dang, this is dope?
It's absolutely crazy, because when I first moved to Tampa, I absolutely hated it because I didn't, yeah, have any friends.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And, like, I moved here after college, like, for some family stuff, and then ended up
from Miami. So, like, big, yeah, change, yeah, of scenery.
Huge change. So, like, fast pace coming to the West Coast, where it's, like, all I think are, like, viejitos and, like, old people, like, living here, because, yes, that's, like, my mentality. But from then to now, I don't even want to move back to Miami.
Really?
Wow. That's the crazy. And, wow, I just had a job opportunity out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just, yeah, got a job offer, and I totally turned it down. And I remember sitting in my car after the interview, and I was like, dang, yo, like, this is not going to be worth it. Like, this is not going to be, as much money as, like, they were going to offer me to become, like, a project manager in a corporate marketing firm.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I'm not willing to jeopardize my individuality and my creativity,
damn,
for, like, a corporate job.
Yeah.
When I know, like, being here for the past 2 years, because I'll be in Tampa for 2 years now, seeing the pool of just people that are running through the city, the amount of, like, building structure, infrastructure that,
yeah,
they're building, yes, the market opportunity,
oh,
the,
yeah,
job opportunity that's coming here.
It's expanding, like, drastically.
It's crazy. Yeah. So this, I think, Tampa's, like, the number two most fastest growing city in the United States right now.
Wow, I believe it.
So
yeah, someone said there's like 124 people moving here every like second or minute. Or,
yeah, it's a ridiculous amount.
They're definitely different.
So, but so I feel like there's so much opportunity, especially for like brand new young creatives or like people that are just getting their foot into creative or like have all this creative knowledge but don't really know where to stem it from. It's perfect in a place that's like growing because you can grow with it.
Yes.
Especially with you guys, I think that's kind of like what you guys are creating.
Yes.
Like something to just grow, you know, together.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So Tampa is on the come up. I can say that now because I absolutely love Tampa. Yeah. Love the community.
And you've seen it too.
That's cool. So.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you're not leaving because we had a discussion several times where you're like, I might move back to Miami for a little bit. I'm like, no. Don't leave.
And it's crazy. I was down there and I was like, no, like, this isn't it. Like, I felt like my heart was like,
yeah.
Right now, this isn't a good move for you.
Mm. That's cool.
You know, so.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited about that.
Excited.
Yeah, for that's wild.
Yes.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So gut feeling is definitely super important.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some things that you've like seen as far as like your gut saying, oh, like do this or don't do that? Like what's some advice that you would give to people when it comes to trusting your gut? Because sometimes it's hard to listen to your gut.
Yeah, it's hard to listen to yourself. I'm like a very strong personality, I feel like, and I'm very like rash when it comes to like, I've always been the type of person who just get up and go. Like I'm like one of those people where like nothing really holds me back. And I, like if I have a vision and I have a dream, and I think that's kind of like what has kept me from not settling. Mm-hmm. Like in, especially in this field when you're just like discouraged after, like people don't see, you guys don't see the amount of discouragement and like the amount of no's it takes before the yes comes.
Yeah, and just doubt that sinks in when you hit those no's a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I think intuition is key, and I think for me, like I'm like, okay, like I'm spiritual, like so I believe in God and stuff. So I'm like, all right, like God has me on this path, and like He wouldn't lead me astray. And there's moments where I know, like I need to say no.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think it's hard when you have like all these good open doors. But is it like a God? Like, I'm like, okay, I have all these good doors, but is it a God door?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, because there's so much good opportunity out there, but it's like one good opportunity can leave you five steps behind from the God opportunity. And sometimes the God opportunity doesn't even look as good as the good opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that's what I'm learning. Like, the struggle is when you're on the struggle, that's it's usually you're working towards the path that you're supposed to be on.
Yeah.
Like if you're not struggling, I swear you're not going anywhere. Like
That's true.
Yes.
That is true.
So like being okay with struggling is huge, and especially in intuition, because I'm like, dang, yo, like, is this worth it? In the long run, yes.
Yeah.
You know, it's gonna be worth it. Right now I don't see it.
Yeah.
You know, but it's like that faith, like, do you have the faith in yourself? Number one, I'm learning that, like, if you don't believe in yourself, like, you're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Like, self-worth is key, especially in this industry, because everybody's doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Despite, like, community over competition, but everybody's doing the same thing, and you have to, like...
You have to have your own
self-worth.
That's the only thing that's going to help you stand out.
Yeah.
Your confidence in yourself.
Yeah.
And your work.
Dang.
And your ability to create.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Because it's hard. I mean, like, there's days you guys know where, like, you're blank. Like, you have creative ambition whatsoever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's days where I go through it. Or I'll look at my work and I'll be like, oh, this is terrible.
Yes.
In comparison to, like, other people. And I had to learn to take, like, that mindset and just flip it.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, okay, I'm not where I want to be right now. Or right now, this looks terrible, but in somebody else's perspective, this is probably great.
Yeah.
You know?
And, like, okay, this is my work. This is what I'm comparing it to. There's obviously a gap here.
Yeah.
That's just room to grow.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
like, room to keep learning new techniques.
Yeah. And not being afraid to take criticism.
Yes.
You know, like, and I feel like we're such a generation of, like, I don't know, like, we're egotistical in a way.
Mm-hmm.
We can be, despite the fact of insecurity, we have a lot of ego.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
And like,
that's just a weird combination, but we do go through it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good to have people that see the potential in you that you don't even see.
Mm-hmm.
So hearing that, I believe in mentors, like, I believe in just creating an open vulnerability space, like, the people that you have in your life, put people there
mm-hmm.
so they can tell you, yo, like, give you input. I think input is so necessary on a journey, especially. Yes. I always say, like, if you're not willing to continue to learn, you're not going to grow. Like, if you stop learning and you stop feeling like you've become it all, like,
and you're basically dead.
You're dead. Yeah. Like, you don't, there's no room for evolution, you know?
Yeah. That's true.
Especially in this field.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Because it's the game's constantly changing too. Yeah. So you have to constantly be learning new stuff.
So how do you push yourself to learn? And, like, how are you learning right
it's
now?
It's rough. Yeah. I mean, there's days where I don't want to sit on YouTube and, like, watch a YouTube tutorial because a lot of them are boring. Like, I love watching your guys. And especially them, like, I've learned so much from you guys. Yeah, it's boring. But definitely having people in your circle that are not only below your standard, like, of what you're doing, like, having people that are above you. Mm-hmm. So, like, being able to go to other people and being like, yo, like, I don't know. It's, I remember when you were learning After Effects.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yo, Adobe, number one.
Yeah, like, Adobe. These, yes. Yeah.
Especially in videography and, like, that stuff is, like, on a whole nother level. And I had no problem, like, calling Roberto and being like, bro, like, we need to sit down. Like, yeah, I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Like, so definitely applying yourself to being able to not know anything. Like, going in there with an open mind of, like, all right, I don't suck. Like, this isn't the fact that I don't suck. It's just the fact of learning.
I just don't know it yet.
Like, I don't know it yet. Yeah. Like, so I can't even put myself, I'm not failing. How do you fail in something
if
that
you don't know?
Or something that you didn't even start yet. Yeah.
You know? So allowing yourself to just going for it and like asking for help is
just
key.
Just being a student. Yeah.
Asking for help, that's one way. Always. I don't have a problem like asking for help at all. In certain stuff, I'm prideful in other stuff.
Same.
When it comes to like money and stuff, no, I will not ask nobody for help. I'll die. But what else? How else? I go to the gym a lot. So recently I've been listening to like a lot of, I'm a huge like podcast person and like sermon person. So like even if I don't go to church, I'll like listen to a sermon or like something like that. So I'm always like listening to new.
Just feeding the mind.
Yeah, just feeding my mind constantly because I don't have time to pick up a book. Which is so sad because I love to read.
Yes.
So doing that, meditating allows me to just like cool down and give my mind the opportunity to just like
throw its thoughts out.
Do you use like crap out. Anything?
No, so I'm learning how to sit in silence because I'm ADHD and I don't know it's like to not
have like music
have
in the background
anything like not have something, you know, around to. Like
stimulate
me. So
that's cool. I tried meditation.
It's hard.
Twice. It was actually like really nice. I was using an app called Headspace.
Yeah, you were telling me about this.
Oh my gosh, it was wonderful. Yeah. Like you only get 10 free trials. So I'm like trying to spread them out. But and then you're gonna start paying for it like monthly and I'm like. Yeah. Okay. But it was so nice. Like it's this guy just talking in your ear, like you have your headphones in.
Mm-hmm.
And like you're just sitting and it's just quiet and then he just like walks you through like a progression because I picked like the intro one because I don't know what the heck
I'm doing.
Yeah.
I know what I'm doing.
And like I gotta learn how to calm my mind and like control it more so it's not running away a thousand times.
Yeah,
so and like the way he does it is that he like tells you to just like sit and breathe and then you feel like the weight of yourself just sitting wherever you are.
That's good.
And then you're listening to the sounds around you and like you're picking one of those sounds and like you're just focusing on that one sound. And it's just so relaxing. And, like, it almost puts you into, like...
Like a trance.
Almost like a trance. Yeah. Like, almost like a sleep, but, like, not... You're not sleeping. Like, you're fully conscious of, like, what's happening. It's so nice. Like, highly recommend. And if anyone sponsored me, do you remember the paper?
Yeah.
It was great.
Let us all know.
Yeah.
But, it's... I totally get that. Like, meditation.
And even, like, with the amount of work and, like, life that we have. Yeah. For me, I found that, like... If I'm not waking up early in the morning, which is like something that I've been slacking on, I have to start waking up because I've been going to the gym a lot. So I'm like, all right, like maybe I can make time like before I go to work because I do work on the side. But in my car, like I'll take 15 minutes to decompress after like a work shift. I'll sit in my car and like I have to tell myself that everything is a momentary moment.
Yes.
And like the position that I'm in right now is not going to be the position that I'm in 5 days nor 2 hours nor 5 months.
True.
Yeah.
You know, so for me that's key because I get into this thing where I'm like, oh my god, I'm 25, don't have health insurance. Same. I'm not to a societal standard, I'm a failure, right? Mm. To society. So I have to literally take myself out of that mindset and like be like, all right, you're 25, like flip it.
Yeah.
I'm 25. I've traveled to like five different countries.
Yeah. Other people haven't even traveled got a chance to five to do, different yeah.
countries. Yeah. I've been able to go on the road with mm-hmm. artists. Like yeah, I've been able to do tour, all these yeah. things like with a camera. Like the thing that I love so much mm-hmm. has brought me this far.
Yes. Yes.
And despite the fact that I'm like hustling a little bit and mm-hmm. I'm like freelancing and working as a server yeah, and quitting jobs like every 5 months because like, you know, that's yeah. reality.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
you really have to sit and like show yourself who you are
yeah.
and not allow society to show you.
Oh yeah. Who you 100. Are. It's and hard. I think societal like structures are changing though too. Because yeah. I feel like people our age, our generation is like
they're starting to come to like a realization like, yeah. oh, school and just getting a job after is not the answer to happiness.
Right. So, and school is not the answer to happiness for everyone.
Which is crazy. Yeah. Which is like something that you like our parents look at it and they're yeah. like, what are you
doing? Yeah. Especially coming from like a ethnic background too. Because like
it's different.
For them that was the only way out back in the day. But now the game has changed where you don't necessarily need to go to college.
Yeah. Like when I was doing my internship with this church, my mom could not comprehend it at first. She was like, you have a 4-year degree and you're going to go work for free in yeah. a creative in doing creative stuff. Mm-hmm. And I remember her always asking me, like, are you getting paid for this? Mm-hmm. I don't know how many times I got asked, like, are you getting paid? For this? I still get asked like by like people.
So how did you handle that? Like, because like your mom is super. Yeah. First, so.
You know, yeah. Like honestly, because like. All you want from your parents is like affirmation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
as people, as humans, yeah. all we want is affirmation.
Yeah, because yeah. they're like, they're your role models. You
yeah,
know?
And especially yeah. coming from your parents, you're like, dang, like, love me. Like, you like. Like, yeah. Like, I know you can't see this right now, but yeah. I want you to know it's going to pay like, off.
Yeah, yes.
Because like, your parents just want this, the best.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And they just want to know that you're going to be comfortable.
Yeah.
And,
okay.
And this is not a comfortable position to be in. This is a very uncomfortable
Like, literally, bro, straight up, like, We ran out of toilet paper today.
Yes.
And we're like, damn.
We literally stole toilet paper from our clubhouse.
It's a struggle. The struggle is real, bro. We're telling you.
And we
haven't
had time today to go to the store to buy more.
Yeah. We literally just haven't had the time. So we're like, all right, we're just going to get something real quick from there. Because just in case.
We had 3 people come over our house today.
But we're not hiding it. We're like, and we're not shamed by it. This is what it is. Yeah.
Everybody that is somebody right now has gone through this. Unless you're like a trust fund baby, and if you are, congrats. Yeah.
Like more power to you,
bro. But to build an empire is so hard. Yeah. So when it comes to like my parents and stuff, like my mom is finally seeing like, but that took 2 years, like, because she's seen me like go all through these ventures in college. I did not like medicine from the jump. I remember I had like a whole meltdown, like my third year of college. Third year, yeah, I was almost graduating, and I changed my major, like. I ended up going home for like a couple months and like trying to thought I was gonna be a chef, like all this crazy stuff, you know, like. And my mom has seen me go through like all my crazy phases, so I think like that has a lot to do too, like where you're like, kid, I just need you to get a solid job, like I need you to figure
it out. And they just try to make sure that you're safe and comfy,
and now she gets it, like she's like, cool. How do you travel, like, because I travel a lot, I'm realizing that right now. She's like, my mom can't even fathom, like, she's like, how do you pay your bills, like, how do you pay your car? Because I have my car. Like, how do you do all this and do what you love? Mm-hmm. I'm like, mom, it's paying off.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
It's all paying off. So now she sees it. But before it was rough because, like, when somebody's throwing at you, like, why do you do this for free?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so much. Because in the beginning, there was moments where you guys had to, like, just prove yourself.
Yeah, we still do free stuff.
Right? And I still do free stuff, too. Mm-hmm. And I think it's good. I mean, in the beginning to just offer up your talents, like serve your community, you know, do that stuff. Because in the long run, it's going to help you.
Oh, yeah, it's planting seeds, bro.
Dude, planting seeds.
It's not even about the job that you're doing for free. It's about the people that you're doing that job for.
Yeah.
And then the people who see it afterwards.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even about that, like, photo that they posted. It's about how they felt when I took that photo and how the people feel when they're looking at it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Definitely. And who they're gonna tell that we did this? It's like, it's about the whole experience that we provide when we do these.
Yeah, the church kind of jobs. Opened up so many doors for me. Like I like give so much thanks to like the internship that I did and like being able to sit under like amazing people, and, like, amazing leaders that, like, fed into me. Like, I had a this pastor, Justin, for instance, like, he was my creative pastor, and he, like, sat with me and, like, really helped me develop my eye. Mm-hmm. Like, 'cause it's cool when you have people that can see, like, you're not there, like, but they can just feed into
it. Like, you know, I'm gonna help you get there.
Yeah, they're gonna help you get there. So I think, like, having those people in my life have definitely helped shape and mold me into, like, the creative that I am today. And so many other people. But just, like, having those people in your corner in the beginning when you're not secure of yourself. Yeah. You're like, okay, I'm gonna do this, but, like, I still need that extra tug and that extra push into the direction. Mm-hmm. So, like, that helped me a lot. And then going into freelance and, like, still developing as a photographer, still developing as, like, creative director, like, all that stuff. Like, but, like, looking back from, like, my first couple photos and, like,
to now, you're
to
like,
now, oh my gosh, yeah.
Like, they changed.
I'm like, bro, like, drastic, you know? Yeah.
Drastic change.
Yeah, so.
Do you want to pause?
Yeah, let's do it. Okay, so we're going to do a quick little pause.
Quick intermission. Hey.
All right, so we just had a whole conversation. So we're gonna bring it back to that and then see where it goes again.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you were talking, Ashley, about, like, coming to Tampa without really, like, knowing where you were going, and you went through some stuff too. So share with, like, the listeners and the viewers kind of, like, what was happening. A little bit of, like, background story.
So Tampa was not, like, at all the plan at all. It's crazy because when I graduated college 4 months before. No, not even January, February, March, April, May. 3 months before I graduated, I got into, like, crazy motorcycle accident.
Mm-hmm.
Ended up, like, flunking an internship in college, had to put into another internship because, like, I couldn't do anything. I broke my clavicle. I had 10 staples on the side of my head.
Yeah. Wow.
Like straight up, Ashley almost, like, straight up died.
Yeah, like, almost died, which is crazy to think about, like, in the moment. So that happened, and then I really had no... I had no choice but to kind of go home, which is crazy because I was running away from coming here.
Yes.
Because I had so much, like, family stuff going on in my life. Like, my dad got sick back in, like, when I started college in 2012. And then, like, it was just progressing slowly, like, through my college years, and I wasn't really around. So the accident happened. I'd say, like, the accident was probably the best thing that could have happened in my life.
Yeah.
Like, it woke me up, like, real quick.
Yeah.
Like, being in that dark place, barely graduating, and then coming home to, like, all the nonsense that I was, like, running from for 5 years.
Wow. Right.
So Tampa was not it for me.
It was not in the plan.
It was not. It was not at all. So I came back. I was still beat up and bruised, and, like, my dad got diagnosed with Alzheimer's. So I was coming back into a situation I wasn't in that point of my life. I was like, dang, like, this is terrible. Like, I was like, I don't even know what to do with my life right now.
Right.
Like, I had no, like, every positive thing between graduating and, like, obtaining this degree that I was never going to use, that I still have not used, by the way.
Respect.
But you got it, though.
Yeah. I got it.
Listen, I didn't get it, so you got it.
I got the paper.
Yes.
coming, that's great. Coming to Tampa, it was just, like, I was super discouraged. I was super dark. Like, I didn't know anybody. All my friends were in Miami. Like,
right.
I had applied to Miami ad school for my master's in art direction. Because the goal has always been to become, like, a creative director.
Yeah.
And to work with, like, big corporate, like, not corporate, but high-end brands. Like, Nike, Adidas, like, fashion, like, all that stuff. So I was like, yo, like my life is not, I don't know what's gonna happen. Yeah. Like I don't. So I ended up moving to Tampa, ended up getting in the internship with the church because I was like, yo, I don't have anything else. Mm-hmm. Like right now, God is like it. Because mm-hmm. if I'm here, I'm here for a purpose. And mm-hmm. like, that's all I'm riding with right now. So I'm just going to go into a church because I thought like ministry was what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
And that's like when all this creative, like, boom, this oomph, like it just hit like a wave where I was like, this is it. Mm. So... yeah, like I remember my dad passed away May 29th. This month will be a year. Yeah. Last year, I was like finishing my internship. I had graduated, like doing my ministry internship in creative and worship because I sat under the worship pastor. Mm. But I remember in that moment, like everything that I had acquired in like the most detrimental point of my life, like mm-hmm. the part of my life where I shouldn't have like acquired anything.
Yeah.
You know, like my dad's dying, like my dad's dead, but like the amount of vision and the birthing of just like all these like God-given talents.
Yeah, that all that you are.
Everything yeah. that now. I am, yeah, like in the opportunities that have come into pace and to pass because of like that moment in my mm-hmm. life, like all that happened out of like turmoil.
Yeah.
So Tampa now means so much to me because it was like the fight, like it was yeah. like, can I bear all this, like to become an ounce of who I'm not, you know, like I don't even know who I am, right? Like
right.
I know who I am, but like I don't even know.
It's just the beginning.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
It's just beginning. Like it's a whole new creation from like your accident to now.
Yeah, it's yeah. crazy because I was in like a really bad pace in my life in Miami. Like I was like partying so much just to like mm-hmm. get over the fact that like my life totally sucked, like wow. nobody saw the behind the scenes of like yeah. who Ashley was, like
right.
like they just saw this really like happy person 24/7. Like my tattoo, like this was my first tattoo, like it was a symbolic of like the mask that mm-hmm. I wear wow. and at first like yeah. people don't notice, they just see a smiley face that like, yo, you're a really happy person, like that matches you. But this was like the smile, my smile was like the mask of all the hurt and all the pain that I was right. hiding, that if you really didn't know me, you would never know.
Right.
You know, and I'd still, like, a lot of people that, like, I've known forever, like, don't didn't know. Even know what I was going through, mm-hmm. like, yeah. in college and stuff like that. So, like, from, like, I love beauty to ashes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you have to really, like, be in your ashes before you can, like, amount to the beauty of it. So
that's so true. Yeah, like you gotta feel, yeah. you gotta work through all of that.
Yeah, and there's still like so much healing to take place, mm-hmm. you know. Yeah. But to be open and receptive to understanding that like this is a process. Like mm-hmm. you are gonna go through the process. Mm-hmm. Anything in life like is a process. But are you willing to bear the process yeah. to mm-hmm. become,
to grow,
the end result? Yeah. yeah.
To grow. And are you willing to fail yeah. and like constantly just like sit down with yourself and. And have a real conversation with yourself, because mm-hmm. I think that's something that's key. Like, look yourself in the mirror and be real. Like, because you're the only person you need to be real with. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, like, we can sit here, we can have all these conversations, but am I wearing a mask in front of you?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's true.
Damn. That was like straight up coconut.
That was so right good. Yeah. Literally everything. Ooh.
Ashley's just so dope, bro. Like honestly,
it really
man,
is.
It's
like
it's crazy. Like how met you, like we're just very appreciative of your of our friendship, bro. Like literally,
and of your presence. Yeah, it's so like, few and in between.
No. That's so funny.
You guys are a blessing, like to come into my life for real. Like everything that we've been, you guys don't even know our story. Like these guys are just crazy. They literally walk into my coffee shop and turn my whole life around.
Yeah, I was like, yo, I like, she has a tattoo, it's on your right arm, right? Yeah, I'm like, yo, I like your tattoo, bro. Yeah, it's fine. Shoot, they can believe me. So yeah, okay, it's similar to yeah. So similar to the one I have, and I'm like, that's dope.
This
and
jacket.
That's literally, oh, and you got the tattoo for your father,
yeah,
right?
For my dad.
Yeah, so yeah,
yes,
there you
go.
So
there,
I'm like, that's dope. And then I got my tattoo for my cousin who passed away as well. So
and
like,
it's a band for
yeah,
our listeners.
Yeah, so, yes. Yeah, it's a tattoo of a band.
Yeah, it's a band.
Yeah, so it's cool because we're like, dang, like in a way, both of our pain
yeah.
kind of connected us together. Mm-hmm. And then now this is like the
yeah,
support that we
crazy.
Have. It's wild
crazy.
How like life works. It really
that's
is.
That's cool. And Robert, like, when we were sitting
dude,
at the
I
coffee
just
shop,
felt, I felt like I'm like,
these,
dude,
like weird
I have
intuition
these
moments.
It's weird. It yeah.
He really does. Like, it's kind of weird, like, people we've met, or like, and he just gets this feeling like, oh, I gotta go
and
talk
And it's
to
not
him.
With everybody. It's not with everybody. It's just like, I feel like we need to talk to Ashley. Like, it's just weird. And I was Sab with the pop-up event.
Yeah.
The person
shout
who was selling.
Yeah.
Shout out to Sab. Like,
shout
the vintage.
Yeah.
Selling the vintage clothing. Same thing. We're like, Marissa, we need to talk to Sab. I'm telling you. And like, it's crazy.
He gets into like these weird like intuition moments. And like, I've started to notice them more. Like, cause he's like, I just felt like I had to talk to that person. And then it becomes like this
dope,
crazy ass
stuff.
Person that like is so important in our lives. Like, like you. Like,
yeah.
He's like, I feel like I'm going to talk to her. And like, my mom was going to pay the bill that day. And I'm like, Robert, why are you going to go up there and pay this bill right now? Like,
best investment in my life.
A free breakfast.
Yeah, because we're like, you know what? Screw the free breakfast, bro. Because like, if we didn't do that, like, we would have never met you. And then, like, who knows, bro? Who knows?
Exactly. Like,
you know?
We were not going to pay that bill.
It was crazy, too, because, like, when they walked in, I kind of felt it, too. I was like, yo, like, this is weird. Because I was talking to your mom. Like, your mom is such a great person.
Yeah.
Shout out to Marissa's mom.
Mom.
For real, like. You're great, wonderful.
She was there before us. I don't know why.
Yeah, we were like,
we got lost.
She's like, I just want a cafe, you know, like I'm waiting for my daughter. And I was
like,
cool,
like, okay,
I can totally help you.
Yes.
And then I meet you guys, and like that was just like, then we went to Blind Tiger and we sat
down. A couple days later,
And that was just.
We just shared the story.
Yo, like our heart.
Just the similarities is like crazy.
Yeah.
We also were twins, if you didn't notice.
Yeah.
Yes. This is my sister. Yeah. This is my sister, Marissa.
Yes.
Straight up though.
But every place we go out, they're like, are you guys sisters? And we're like, yes.
Yes,
yeah.
Obviously.
You
can tell by
the
hair and the skin.
Because all Spanish girls are related. But, oh my god.
Yeah.
Literally manifesting bitch. Like, because when we first sat, I don't know if you guys remember, but when we first sat at Blind Tiger, you guys were telling me all the ventures that you are like accomplishing right now in this present moment.
Yeah.
Crazy stuff.
That was like
the power of manifestation.
Like day one of meeting you. Like,
yeah, we're like, this is what we want to do. And then you're like,
okay,
that's dope.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like,
yeah.
I'm down. Like, I'm about it. And
it's
just been
that's
like
crazy
ever since.
Yeah. It's
less than a year.
Yeah. You just got to put stuff out in the universe.
Yeah,
and
dude,
like,
the power of the tongue is so. That's like a whole other podcast.
The power of the tongue.
The power of the tongue and like what you say and manifest and put into the air.
Mm-hmm.
It reciprocates. That comes to life.
Oh,
you continue to water it and like,
it's
dude,
crazy.
That's crazy.
That's wild. Every time we hang out with Ashley, we always have like these like dope
deep
moments. Where we're just like,
and, like deep conversations.
Damn.
Like,
right before we went to tour, we were all like,
I guess we should
like,
talk to a little
so
bit
deep.
About to the listeners about like what that was.
True.
Oh, yeah,
so
our really good friend. Charles D. King.
He's going to be on the podcast with his wife.
He's going to be on the podcast with Chris. Yes. Sometime we got to get the schedule.
Yeah.
But Charles went on a homecoming tour back to Macon, Georgia, and did a live recording there at the Douglas Theater, which was like
a big deal.
Really freaking
huge.
And we had the opportunity to go along and document the whole thing and take photo and video. And like, it's going to be a really dope documentary coming out soon.
Yeah. Still working on it. It's a lot of footage, guys.
No, it's a lot.
Yeah.
It's
like 72
like,
hours of footage I gotta go through.
Yeah. Yes.
But
Ashley, we asked Ashley to come along because like we needed help and we knew that she'd be perfect for this.
Yeah.
So we got real close on this tour.
Yeah,
I was
like,
at the beginning of last month in April 2019 for all the future people who
listen to this.
April 2019.
Once we become rich and famous.
And yeah, that was just incredible.
Yeah.
That whole tour was just like a conscious moment.
Straight
like,
up,
for
like,
real.
It just, like, oh, man, I don't even know, man. Like, there were so many moments where it was just like, dang. And I feel like the highlight for me personally was like when Charles was singing. And it was like a part of the worship and stuff, and like it was just, he was just like talking about like living in a dream,
mm-hmm.
and like it was crazy because he's like, I think he said like, I'm literally living in a dream right now, guys. Like,
mm-hmm.
and it was so cool to hear him say that because, in a way, like we were all like, it wasn't just him in his dream.
Yeah, like
dream.
We were all living.
Everybody
in a dream
on that team
tour.
Was
like that was crazy
in that dream together,
yeah.
and we're like, dang, we're all here, literally in front of all these people, and just like. praising God and doing all this cool stuff. And it was, it was like, it was cool. Cause like you could just feel it and you're like, this is dope.
And you were like, so like, I felt, I don't know about you guys, but I felt so present in that moment. Yeah, like, it was just that moment. Like that was the
like
only
nothing else, nothing else mattered. Like literally it was just, you're like,
That whole time, like the whole,
and it happened so fast.
It was so fast. Yeah.
Like all the prep.
Yeah, it was like, it was like what, 2 hours long or something like that?
It was almost 2.5 hours, yeah. I think. It was a long performance, but like it felt so quick.
It was crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy.
That was incredible.
I remember getting that phone call. Like, cause Marissa loves to like hit me up randomly. Yeah. She's like, "Oh my god!" Like,
call me back. Yeah. Like,
leaving me back.
I'm like, "Hey, call me back." I got something. Going back right now.
Really, like time. Frantic. Like, yeah, I need you here right. There was one day where she's like, "I need you here right now." Like, I'm like, "All right, bro, I'm at the gym.
You need to come over immediately."
Yeah, I just have this idea, you know. I'm like, all right,
like,
perfect.
I don't know
what
that was.
That was the magazine.
Oh, the magazine.
Oh, yeah.
It's okay. We kind of moved.
Maybe.
We moved on. We'll see what happens.
We got a lot of ideas.
Yeah.
But yeah, you guys called me, and I was just like,
yeah.
You were like, yo, what are you doing? That's what I'm like, I don't freaking know. Like, this is a month, 2 months
away. Yeah. I'm like, no, I need you to book right
now. You're like, I need you right now. Like, take off. I didn't even take off, guys. I was like, yeah, I'm just going to say yes. Like, they don't even know this. I was like, I'm down, bro. Like, I'm about it.
It's so funny.
I didn't even take off work. Like, I literally told my manager like 2 weeks before. I was like,
oh, shit,
I'm gonna be going to Georgia. I really
He's like,
what?
Thank God for like all the flexibility. Honestly, that's been such a favor in my life. Flexibility, job wise. I've had a lot of jobs, but like, I can say like, my managers have been so cool, like with just like me doing what I'm meant to do. So that was like total game changer, bro. Like we were like here. I got here like 11 o'clock in the morning. I totally forgot my like clothes. I had to go back to my house.
Like,
I was so excited. We were just so excited.
Yes.
We were just sitting here talking about vision. Yeah. Like,
and we have some footage of like behind the scenes of the documentary where it was just us. So that'll be coming out later as well. But
también.
But I'm sorry to cut you out.
No, just don't quit your daydream, man. Like it really comes to life.
It's all a choice. Yes, I feel like it's a choice.
Yeah,
like
yes,
either you decide that you're gonna do your dream or you don't.
Or you don't.
And that's
you
it.
Settle.
Or you stay at your job. You don't take the time off.
Play it
and
safe.
You actually go to work.
Yeah. Or you're just a talker. I hate those. Ooh. Don't be one of those, please. Like especially if you're like.
And it's easy to do now. Like
it is.
Because and it's easy to look like you're doing something too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You could be super busy and not doing anything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's true.
That's really true. You can look so busy and not do anything. Like
stagnant, yo. Don't be water. Stagnant water doesn't help anybody.
Don't be lukewarm.
Ooh, that's a word. You guys didn't know Marissa's a preacher.
I am. No, I'm definitely not. Please don't quote me.
No, yeah. Like even like being your guys' friends, like you guys motivate. They don't even know how much they motivate me. Like. Me looking at you guys and just like being like a little bit part of the beginning. Like
you saw saw when this was not a thing. You saw it when it was
when
just
this
like
was a living room,
a couch, a couple desks, and we're like,
We had our office still in that room.
You've been there since day one, bro.
Yeah,
straight up. So
like, so just seeing, and it's I feel like we can go on like 20 million tangents, but I think it's so crucial like who you have in your corner.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god, like. If you don't have people that are edifying you and like building you up, and not saying that like take from
but,
like
but also
people.
Checking you too. Yeah. We're like, yo, actually,
you gotta get checked.
Yeah, you gotta get checked.
They check me all the time.
We check her all the time.
I'm like, yo, where you at, bro? And I'm like,
right?
I'm working.
Where you be?
Yeah. So literally, like these guys are. Crucial.
And you need that, like sometimes, and like sometimes,
and we need
be
that sometimes
much.
Too.
Yeah, and sometimes like
and sometimes we need people to be like, yo, you come down,
like relax.
Yeah, and we're
like
oh, okay,
we
yeah,
can
yeah.
be very intense with
yeah.
people and be like,
but it's just because we're fired
doing?
Up.
Guess I'm just
what
done
what
right
about?
Now. But so sometimes we need to relax. But if you need that person in your life, we can be that for you.
For real.
Yes. Yeah.
Because sometimes you just need accountability, and like people don't have accountability, and like even though we're a two-person team, like we need outside accountability sometimes, because like we're too close to the source.
When we both are like in a funk where we're like, dang, just like burnt out.
Like, don't then,
like,
do
we both like, all right, and then we just binge watch it on Netflix, and we're like, fuck, and then we're stressing out the next day.
Yeah,
yes. So like, we do need, we're like, we don't have this whole thing figured out.
Yeah,
still,
no. Like,
by no means necessary. No.
Yeah,
we're still trying to figure it out.
So like, accountability and having people in your corner.
Yes, the right people. Don't be afraid to get checked. Yeah. Don't be afraid to be open. Like, tell people you need help, or like, decompress. Yo, like, have people to decompress with.
Dude.
Have people to laugh with.
Yes.
Have people to work with. Like, expand like your vision with your people. Like,
and sometimes we talked about this now in a couple of podcasts, which keeps coming up, which is great because it's such like a relevant topic. Sometimes you gotta cut people off.
Oh, yes. Heck yeah. Oh my god.
And so you gotta,
some people gotta cut off. No, I'm kidding.
I'm like, damn.
I'm getting
peep, peep.
We're getting.
We're starting bullets over here.
But seriously,
sometimes there's people in your life that like aren't,
or just like or decrease the amount of time you spend with them.
That's true too. I gotta balance is key.
Balance.
I gotta look at it every single day because
balance
is key.
Yes.
Yeah, like sometimes people aren't for you for the in that moment of your in that season. That's something I had to learn. Mm. I think the greatest thing, my mother has taught me a lot of great things, but like one key thing.
I gotta meet your mom.
She's great. Shout out to Stacy. Thank you for making me.
Yes, Stacy, we appreciate you. Stacy.
Thanks for making me.
Thank you for making this beautiful creature.
Yes, for real.
She told me there's friends for a season in your life. There's friends that you're going to have for the rest of your life.
True.
And there's friends that you will have for just, like, acquaintances that you, like, see. You don't, they're not there in the whole season, but they're, like, sporadically there.
For a reason. Yeah.
For a reason. There's friends for a reason. And that has helped me so much. Because, like, I'm such a lover. Like, I try not to, like, show too many. Like, it's evident that I'm, like, really compassionate. But lately, I've you kind of have to guard your heart, man.
Yes.
Like, because there's some people that you're really for, but they're not for you. Mm-hmm. Or, like, it's just life, you know?
Yeah.
Like, but
your heart's super
it's
important.
Hard when you, like, invest in people or, like,
oh yeah,
you feel like these people are going to be with you for the long run and then they're not there.
Yeah.
Or, like, be okay with that.
Like,
that's true.
I had to learn how to be okay
with it.
Like, the motions and just going through the flow of life and not dwelling. I'm a dweller, guys. Like, I dwell. Like, I think of all the things that I could have done or, like, I should have done. Would have done. Like, I had to, like, totally just stop. Like, and just be like, okay, Ashley.
This is what is.
This is it. Like, this is your reality. This is what you have right now to work with.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you just need to keep moving forward.
Yes.
Like, do not stop. Like, don't strive. There's a difference between striving and, like, striding. Like, you know, like, when you're just striding, you're walking into, like, your purpose and you're moving and, like, things are going to fall off, like pruning, you know, like, like a tree, yo, like the leaves on a tree, they change colors and, like, sometimes you have to prune out the bad ones because they're going to, like, suck out the energy and the nutrients that are, like, like growing in that tree.
A creature, if you didn't know.
Straight up, you know? I feel like I'm noticing, like, how do I say this? Like, God created, like, a way where planting and farming is very similar to how you should live your life.
Yes.
And it's crazy. I'm like, damn, God, like,
damn,
yeah, God. Like, okay, we're all basically farmers out here.
Yeah. So, where you plant, how you sow is what you'll reap, you know?
Yeah.
And sometimes, damn,
that right? That rhymes.
Bars. And sometimes the people that are watering you aren't—they're not doing nothing for you. And it's not that they're bad people; and they're just not for you in that moment. It's okay. It's okay. Sip your tea, girl. Keep going. This is where we cheer.
Yes.
Also, we like to say this podcast is sponsored by Bang and Bolt.
Bang.
No, it's not yet.
Not yet. We're still working on it. But dang, actually. So we like to end all our podcasts with this question, which is the following question one. I'll say now. They're like Pat Herpley from Parks and Rec. But so what is one thing
you're... Purd.
Oh, Purd.
I was
dang.
Like,
who's
Pat?
Purd.
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 Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. Purd. You should watch immediately.
You're lame.
After you're done working on some stuff.
No, do it first.
Dang, but what is one thing that you're currently like struggling with right now? Because what we like to do is keep it like 100% real.
Keep it 100.
Keep it 100. And we feel like it really helps.
That was not real.
That was totally not real. But to like just share your struggle, because we feel like some people can really benefit from just hearing other people's struggle.
Yeah.
Because they might be going through the same stuff.
Yes.
But that, and what is one thing one person can do right now to help out Ashley?
What can they do to help me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Let the universe know.
One thing I'm struggling with, definitely continuing to balance my life and like put energy into things that like I really need to focus on.
Mm-hmm.
Like this creative thing, this journey is like a nonstop thing, but it's all about how much effort you put into it, you know, and like where you like focus your energy on, you know. So definitely I'm struggling in the fact of just like staying not consistent. I don't want to say consistent because I feel like I've been consistent, but just like focusing my energy, dialing my energy a little less on like my social life, because sometimes you have to like really cut.
Yeah,
like going out, being with your friends, and like
spending money.
Spending money, and just
energy.
Like,
it takes energy.
Sit with yourself, like learn more.
Yeah,
like, so that's I need to stop going out, like genuinely. But I have been a little. But that's what I'm struggling with. I just have to like really root myself and like get back to like creating. You know, and now like I'm about to like buy more equipment and like really invest in myself.
Yes, we're excited for that.
Yo guys, what's coming is crazy.
You guys aren't ready.
You guys are
not ready.
Tampa is not, the world's not ready. The world's not ready.
The world is global.
But yeah, that's what I'm struggling with. Definitely.
So what's one thing someone can help you with right now?
One thing somebody can help me with right now. Words of affirmation. Like, I love that post. I keep seeing this post where it doesn't take any amount of money to comment or like a post or share a post or like be a part, engaged in your friend's business. We got businesses, dog.
Like the post.
Yo, like the post, share the post. If you thought something was really dope, hit us up. Like,
us know.
What do you guys want more? What content? What kind of content do you guys want to hear? Like, yo, we want you guys as engaged as possible. Like, because if I'm just posting to post and to have no, like, intimacy with, like, my people. Because at the end of the day,
that's
like,
the funnest part.
Yeah,
you know?
Shout out to everybody that follows me on Instagram, like,
for
social media. Like, because,
and spends the time to, like, respond to stories let us know
or
like
comments.
This
comment.
You guys
love
really
comments.
Do a
I
big,
love comments
yeah.
too.
I love them so much and I'm like yes thank you like you took 2 seconds to be like I love this so much like
this
I love
dope.
That so much
even sharing like stuff on the stories too like when I see my posts on other people's stories
it is mind blowing.
I just
want to
thank all the little people for like that's how I feel
I feel
like
so
thank you
like that's a big deal to like post something or to be tagged in someone's post
like when people write like things and you're like
like thank you
like Sap said some like nice things today like on her post she was like thank you for just coming and finding me like and like to me that was just like yo like I just wanted to see like Sap just did all this through and like nobody was saying I was like Sap,
that was
like,
so good
please like
thank
let
you for
me
doing
take
that. Yeah that was dope
so just like be not like take this selfish ego like that's one thing that like it is not about us like it's not about me it's about like this like community over competition like, that's what you want to do like one thing you can help me with creating this and making it humongous let's make this like the key core concept of Tampa and like let's show like all these other cities that
like how to do it
how to do it
and we're still growing so like if we can be the underdogs and come up like
and
people are trying to mirror
like,
us.
And then we want people to come to Tampa like, yo, what is up with Tampa?
Like, why is everyone know each other
and
like each other and support each other
on?
And like everyone's
like that's
like
what
why
we
is
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Like and don't be afraid to hit me up. Like I, like if that's one thing you can do, like if you wanna work with me, you wanna collab, like you just wanna get to know me as a person, like yo, hit me
get
up.
Get coffee.
Like, let's go
get
there.
Coffee.
Yeah, let's go grab
get
coffee
with people, meet people in real life. Yeah. That's what's up.
Yeah.
That's all I want.
That's cool.
Dang.
That was great.
That was perfect, actually.
Well, I literally say it to everybody.
Like,
every
we always end
it. We're like, this is, that was such a good podcast. But, like,
this is like
every single podcast
is
just
literally
like,
so different. And it's just so
dope. It's so cool just to hear everyone's story.
Yeah, because like, how they see the world and like their thoughts. So thank you for being on this podcast. Yeah. For real. So for the listeners, make sure to follow Ashley at the AM Creative Club.
Yes.
That's her Instagram handle. For the viewers, you can just look at it. It's right there.
I did.
But yes, so Ashley, thank you once again for just stopping by. I know it's kind of late. I don't know what time it is. It's like
it's only 7 o'clock.
Okay. Oh, it's only 7:30.
Dang, we are old AF. Listen, yeah, but it looks dark like, AF outside.
Wasn't it daylight savings?
No, I don't know. I think it was just raining. Oh man, I think it was just raining.
Dang.
Yeah.
But that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
We're in May.
That was in March.
I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. So.
But it is starting to get darker later.
Yeah. So. That's happening. So thank you guys for watching, tuning in,
and listening.
We appreciate you in the comments or DM us or whatever, however you can reach out to us. Let us know what your favorite part was, because we just want to see like who watches and who's the real MVPs.
Who's the real ones?
We really do enjoy doing these, because we honestly learn so much just by doing it, and we just want to share all this knowledge with you guys, because literally this is kind of what we did with the coffee dates. Yeah. And we're like, okay,
but
we couldn't record them. So now we can record them, and it's not creepy. So,
hey, so. Me and my girlfriend
want to
meet you.
With camera.
Are you swingers? No, I'm kidding.
So thank you so much, guys. Funny. Ashley, thank you so much. Once again, fam.
Yes.
And we'll see you in the next episode.
Yes. Stay Peace.
Tuned.
Damn.
That was dope.
You killed it, bro. Damn.
That was really good.
That's what's up.
Yeah, thank you.
Before we end this podcast, I just want to give a huge shout out to EV47. He's the one that made the beat for the beginning and end of this podcast. So you should definitely check him out, because he's dope. And yeah, peace.
Yes.